This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is the day after a dramatic announcement from the White House. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and his wife, Melania, have tested positive for COVID-19. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." Together is in caps. The 74-year-old president has always had high risk factors for the virus because of his age and his weight. He has been in good health during his time in office, but is not known to exercise or to follow a healthy diet. The all-too-obvious irony, Mr. Trump has consistently played down the coronavirus and repeatedly predicted it would go away on its own, even as he pushes for a vaccine in the near future. Almost 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president rarely wears a mask and has ridiculed others, including Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, for doing so. This, and he has belittled medical experts for insisting that face coverings are a key to halting the spread of infections. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold large campaign rallies despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, it was revealed that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. She had traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. Meanwhile, the office of the vice president says Mike Pence and his wife have both tested negative for COVID. The White House has issued a new schedule for Mr. Trump's activities. It does not include campaign trips. All of this just a month away from the presidential election. Politico quotes Democratic Party strategist Andrew Feldman as saying, "This is the worst nightmare for the Trump campaign." Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan, where he'll talk about his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families. This is VOA News. President Trump's COVID diagnosis comes as the U.S. virus caseload is approaching 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The running global tally from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 34.3 million infections and a death toll of 1,023,000. Among the latest hard-hit American states, Wisconsin, where Donald Trump was scheduled to hold rallies this weekend. 3,000 new infections in Wisconsin have intensified fears that new patients could soon overwhelm the state's hospital system. Following the United States in fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million with 322,000 fatalities. Brazil at this point is closing in on 145,000 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it reported 81,484 new infections in the latest 24-hour period, with total fatalities in India numbering about 100,000. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has wished President Trump an early recovery. A COVID victim himself in April, Johnson tweeted his get well message overnight. European Union leaders today broke a diplomatic deadlock and imposed sanctions on Belarus in a show of support for the pro-democracy movement there. Activists in Belarus have been staging street protests against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed an overwhelming re-election victory in August, balloting which his opponents insist was fraudulent. There have been mass arrests of demonstrators amid charges that many have been tortured. France, Russia, and the United States have called for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in the mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Turkey says the big three powers should have no role in peace moves. France, Russia, and the U.S. lead the Minsk group of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It was set up in 1992 to mediate in the decades-old conflict. They're urging the former Soviet republics of Armenia and Azerbaijan to commit without delay to resuming negotiations in good faith and without preconditions. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19 and then tested positive for the virus. Sturgeon said she made the request with a heavy heart, but that Ferrier's actions were dangerous and indefensible. Once again, our top story, COVID-19 has struck U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. It is a development that dramatically alters the American presidential race, in which Mr. Trump has been trying to convince voters that the worst of the pandemic is in the past and that economic recovery is proceeding well. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.